Father, what a comfort that we come in Jesus' name. Lord God, thank you for being our God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, the love that you love us with. Lord, the love that you freely gave your Son. God, you gave him to us because you loved us. And Lord, thank you again for the beautiful Lamb. And thank you that we're here today to rejoice and magnify and glory only in the Lamb of God. Thank you that we glory in that cross. Thank you, Lord, that we know that all the victory was won at Calvary. Lord, thank you that we know that it is finished. It is finished, Lord. And I just rejoice, God, that my sin is as far as the east is from the west, that is put in the sea of forgetfulness, Lord God, never to be remembered again, Lord God, that whom he has made free is free indeed. And I thank you, Lord, for that liberty, and I rejoice in the liberty of the gospel of Christ. God, thank you for that great grace, and let us just grow in it this morning. Let us be thrilled with it this morning. Let us glow with the grace of God and leave this place, Lord Jesus, praising you and thanking you and being a glorious vessel of the grace of God. We thank you for this time, and Lord, may it just magnify you. Everything that's said and done, may we just see more of the beauty of your love to us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Praise God. If you would open your Bibles, we're going to a lot of places, so if you didn't bring the Bible today, sit by somebody that does. It's a sweet thing to read the Word of God as we go, but let's open up to Zechariah this morning. And what a precious, precious book we have here. We're going to the fourth chapter. At the same time, you can put your finger in Matthew 26. And we're going to rejoice some more in the power of his might this morning. I love the Holy Ghost. How about you? Hallelujah. We'll go ahead and read from verse 1. And I give you a little introduction here. What this is speaking of is the restoration of Israel, really referring over to Revelation chapter 7. And how sweet that God will minister to that 144,000 with those two witnesses and things of to glory and magnify the grace of God. But we're going to read something so precious in that sixth verse. But let's go ahead and read from verse 1. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me. And I want you to notice that. He waked him as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. And he said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked to me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And I love the last seventh verse here. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone, O Jesus, thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Hallelujah. But notice that there, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And notice there that this precious brother, he didn't understand what these things meant, but the Lord was sure encouraging him. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's going to be by my spirit. You're going to know, praise be to God. Now, let's go on over here to Matthew in chapter 26, and let's read verse 40 and 41. And this is Jesus in the garden, and it says, and he cometh unto his disciples and finds them asleep. So remember that brother, he had to be woken up, didn't he, in the first text. And here he finds his disciples asleep. And he said unto Peter, What could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And it is so important, and I've kind of pointed that out as we begin here, to think about who the Lord is speaking to in both of these passages. It's men of God who are asleep. And I think it's very precious. He's calling them to wake up. He's calling them, praise be to God, to watch and pray, and that it is going to be by my Spirit, saith the Lord. I'm grateful to God that he used Peter mightily in that, didn't he? See, Peter was a man that wanted to go in his strength, in his willpower, in his goodness, in his maybe training. And God showed him time and time again, Peter, it's not going to be that way. Your flesh will always fail. But praise be to God, my spirit overcomes. Now, brothers and sisters, we are in this time, and I'm talking about the time of the great sleep that has come upon the body of Christ. We know it. We know that the Word of God tells us that there is a slumbering that comes upon the people when the first trump sounds and the rib portion is taken out of the body. From that very beginning story of Adam and Eve, God was setting it up. Yes, there is a company that will be watching and waiting for me, looking for my appearing, and those that are watching will I appear that second time. And I thank God for that very simple, precious truth. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. If you're sleeping through this today, we're without excuse. We have no one to blame. We have no one to look to try to put that upon. Because the Lord has given us the very power of his might to overcome. The Lord has given us the very power of his might to be alive and to be ready at his coming. Praise the Lord. The power of his might, that Holy Ghost power, gives us that quickening, that intensity, praise God. Jesus loves me. Just from the very beginning, when we learn that precious song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Just let that be magnified in your life, and you will grow up into him and love his appearing. You'll understand it's never changed. It's always been grace. It's always been that great love for me. And praise be to God, as you grow in that grace and you grow in that truth and you grow in love, that's why the Lord wants you to know. He says to know the love of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? That's what he wants you to know. If you'll know the love of Christ, you'll know the truth. You'll know this truth. The Spirit, again, the one that takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in your heart. That's why he tells you. It's not going to be by seminary. It's not going to be by attendance. It's not going to be by all these things. Now, let me tell you something, though. You do need a teacher and you do need a preacher. You need to be taught the Word of God. Some people try to hold themselves up in their house, say, well, I know this and I'm just going to do this because I don't like so-and-so there and I don't like the way that they get together over there. Let me tell you something. If they're preaching the Word of His grace, you better do everything you can to get there. There must be heresies among you. Don't you know that, brothers and sisters? There's got to be diamonds cutting diamonds out there. Come on now. We know these things. That's how we grow up. Are you looking for a lotus land of ease or are you looking for a lover? Huh? Come on, weren't those things that you desired even in your own natural life that you wanted so bad? They came with trial. They came with testing. They came with adversity. Those were the greatest things. Those are the greatest victories, even in sports or battles or whatever it was. It was against all odds. It always was that way. That's what God's looking for. He's looking for the despised. He's looking for the lowly. He's looking for the ones that have been knocked around. Praise the Lord. Huh? He's looking for you? Praise the Lord. Now, you see, the Spirit is right here and willing to do it all as we read. And praise God, we can never get away from the truth and how willing the Spirit is and only the Spirit is. Do you understand this, brothers and sisters? Do we really want to receive this message of the joy of the Lord is my strength? that it is the very power of his might. I'm talking about singing and making melody in our hearts by the grace of God, even in the valley of the shadow of death. Yes, I want that. By the grace of God, I do want that. But I understand it comes one way, and that is by my Spirit, saith the Lord. There is a yielding to that Spirit. I thank God how the Lord has shown us even in that Spirit, in that type of when Rebekah was being wooed away to Isaac. That servant came, the Holy Ghost came and ministered to Rebekah. And where? At the well, at the Word of God. It's not going to be at your choosing. You're not going to say, well, I'm just going to go with God and I'm going to float around here. Or I'm going to go with God and I'm just going to hold myself up over here. Or I'm just going to go with God and I'm going to visit every church in Denver and I'm just going to go ahead and shine my goodness everywhere I go. Huh? You know, that's just crazy stuff, isn't it? See, again, it's like, are you really interested in marrying Jesus or not? You know, I was interested in marrying my wife. And I didn't just get down there and propose and, you know, and like I told you, is if I saw her looking around and thinking, you know, this is nice, go ahead and give me that ring, but I got to go shopping. Or I got to go over and do this or kind of a distraction, I think, well, something's wrong here. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. The Father is searching for the wife. He sent that precious Holy Ghost to go out and find her. And he knows exactly what she's like. And he's wooing her at this time. And she's not distracted. She's not. Her cares are not on this life. Her affections are set on the things above. And you think of the benefit of the affection set on the things above. We have the precious trial that's going on with the Cole family. And I'm so grateful to God how the Lord's encouraging hearts set your affections on the things above. Huh? Do you want your affections set on the wisdom of men or on the power of God? Huh? See, the power of God trumps man's wisdom every single time. Matter of fact, the Word of God says that man's wisdom is foolishness unto him. I want to believe the Word of God. I just want to, I'm not trying to be ornery. I'm not trying to get in your face and tell you that you don't know anything. I want to rest upon the power of God. That's my salvation, isn't it? Hallelujah. That's our saving grace. It's our wonderful Lord. But see, we can never get away from what the Spirit does in our lives. We want to go after God. I don't believe you'd be here today in church if we really didn't have a love for Jesus. You want to hear the Word of God. And you want your life, by God's grace, to be better. Better. That, Lord, build that faith in me. Let me believe the Word of God. But you know that it is the Holy Spirit. It even tells you in Romans 15, He's the one that sanctifies. He sets us apart to God. Gets our attention on the things of the Word of God. It's very, very important. It's a precious thing. Don't neglect all of the things that the Spirit wants to do in your life, brothers and sisters. I think of that precious infilling of the Holy Ghost. And I preach this, and by the grace of God, I'll continue to preach this. Take time to worship Him in that language. Take time to speak mysteries unto God. What a salve it is to your heart. What a power it is. In your car, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost will drive that car. In your home, walking around. It doesn't matter if my people think you're a nut. They'll get used to it. Oh, Daddy's speaking to God. What'd you say up in the closet? Oh, he didn't answer me. He must be talking to God. Huh? It's wonderful, isn't it? I've run out of things to say to Him. He's so magnificent. He's so awesome. He's so wonderful. I have to rely upon the Holy Ghost. It's wonderful. And how it strengthens you. And how it sets you apart to God. Now it's not only that. But I'm so grateful to God. Lord, I want you to take my tongue. My tongue gets me in trouble a lot of times. He might as well take it. And be praising Him with it. But brothers and sisters, it's the Holy Spirit that gives us all the spiritual understanding. Go with me over to Ephesians chapter 1. Boy, we've been hitting that a lot, haven't we? And how wonderful that high water mark of the Word of God. But in Ephesians 1, listen to this, reading from verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, oh, isn't that wonderful? May give unto you the spirit of wisdom. Don't you want the spirit of wisdom? See, he's just going to give it to you if you'll take it. And revelation, oh my goodness, in the knowledge of him. Think all the things you want to know. Get out of that stuff. Get wanting to know him. The wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. Man, I'm thankful it's his. And if it's his, it's mine. Because he said he freely gave it to me. See, I want to know his wisdom and his knowledge. Amen? Amen? Praise be to God. I want to know his calling for my life. Praise be to God. And brothers and sisters, it's not something that I just go out there and I try to search and find. It's right here. You walk by faith. You walk by faith. What scene he has me walking through in my life, that means no, that's just the after effects of living by faith. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm pastoring today, praise be to God. What I'll do tomorrow, I don't know, but I know he does. We get there, he'll take care of it. It doesn't matter. I thank the Lord. I just want to magnify him. Just magnify him. Whether it is painting, whether it is digging a ditch, whether it is being a doctor, whether it is being a pastor, praise be to God. I just want to magnify him. The simplicity of the gospel of Christ. I don't want any of this precious body that he's given me, and I'm thankful for this body he's given me, but I don't want this finger starting to get a attitude and saying he's better than my left third toe. You know what I'm saying? Or this elbow says, you know, I'm not going along to reach out there and, you know, touch that plant right there. I'm not going to do that. Huh? Just reach out. That'd be silly, wouldn't it? How much more so the body of Christ when he is our head. And this is the head, this precious word. Praise be to God. See, this is the spirit, brothers and sisters, that takes even, yea, the deep things of God. We got to go touch that here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. If you turn over there, let's read from verse 9. Think again what the Spirit does. I don't know about you, but man, I love being a kid in the candy store with the Lord. I love the treasure hunt. Isn't it wonderful? And the Spirit takes you down into these mines. I was a kid, I used to love to have like the metal detectors and go along and try to find a coin here and there. My dad would bring me bags of pennies and I'd look through them for those little Indian pennies and things like that. Oh, did I get a silver quarter? I'd go all through those bags to try to find just one or two. How much more for the wealth of forever? Praise God, this is what this is. Let God give you that. Again, it is. It's the faith like a child. It's that excitement. But see, again, only the Spirit brings this. It is. It's that first love kind of thing. It is. But it's magnificent. And he wants to draw us into that, brothers and sisters. He wants to give us this. And listen to what he says here in the 9th verse. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God, see, always but God. See, he trumps everything, see. Hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I need to receive more love in that fellowship with the Holy Ghost, taking the things of Christ and making them mine. Matter of fact, I'm going to take you to John here in just a moment. So praise be to God that I can trust Him more, that I can rely upon Him more, that I can freely trust in His freely given grace to take it all. You see what I'm saying? Remember how we started even in the warm-ups here this morning, making deals with God. Quit making deals with God. Don't do that. I remember raising my sons. They don't do it much anymore, but they'd try to make a deal with Dad. Don't make a deal. I'm Dad. I love you. I'm going to tell you how it is. Get it. I know sometimes you don't, but you trust me because I'm Dad. I love you. Okay? Father loves us. Hallelujah. Given us freely all things in His Son. Praise be to God. And He's given you a double portion because He's set you in a time and in a place, brothers and sisters, that He's given you the Holy Ghost. Just like He sent that angel to Zechariah to waken him up, to minister unto him, He's given to us a better thing. He's given us the Holy Ghost. He's given us the Holy Ghost. See, He was with them. He was with them. But at Pentecost, hallelujah, He came in us. In us. Isn't that awesome? That power, that love power that can take all the things of Christ and make them yours. Make them yours. That it is definite. That is mine. Hallelujah. Just like I walk in my house. This is my house. Yes, hallelujah. I know this is my house. I know God's house is my house. Hallelujah. I know I'm a little Lord of all, and I'm growing up. He's teaching me all of these things, training me up, hallelujah, all by the word of His grace, to someday, because He wants that magnified grace in that vessel to be a mature son of God, to where He does. He hands me, by the grace of God, He hands my head, praise the Lord, Jesus Christ. And I will jointly rule and reign together with Him. Come on now. This is some stuff here. Hallelujah. But you know, brothers and sisters, I'll get moving on here a little bit. But as the Word of God tells us, the flesh is weak. Amen. It is. Now see, He didn't tell us this. He didn't say, well, the Spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak, to get us to be discouraged or to just give up. He gave you that knowledge and that truth to be aware. That, brothers and sisters, anything of my strength, my might, my thoughts is just completely weakness. Nothing will ever come of gain or will ever be accomplished by anything I can do. It might for a moment give me a feeling of purpose. It might for a moment give me a feeling of accountability or effort or some type of goodness. But God, help me understand this. Anything that is not of His Son and magnifies His Son is a filthy rag. I pray we know this. I pray we receive this, brothers and sisters. The righteousness of God is fulfilled in His Son. My sweet wife was talking to me about walking uprightly. And I was thinking how you say that in the Christian world today, and immediately it's all flashes of the Ten Commandments, the ordinances of God. That's how we walk uprightly. Didn't you know that, Jess? No. You walk by faith. You walk by grace. Hallelujah. That's walking uprightly, is vessels that magnify the glory of His grace. Not my effort in how much I'm trying to keep. Praise be to God. I know He finished it all. I know He completed it all. I know, hallelujah, He won the victory for me. That's it, brothers and sisters. Now, what got me to thinking all about this, and I have to tell you, this was so sweet, was that expression that Brother Hill used to talk about all the time, cookies on the shelf. Oh, I love that. Cookies on the shelf. There was a pastor, his name was Brother Copley, and he told Brother Hill, Brother, when you give out the Word of God, let it be just as easy to get to and easy to take and just bite into as a cookie on the shelf. You don't need to try to go deep with the Word of God because it already is. But far more than even a cookie on the shelf, the Lord was dealing with me, meaning a sermon or telling something about to somebody about the Lord, is our life, brothers and sisters, needs to be a cookie on the shelf. See, I don't know about you, but I make my life complicated. Oftentimes, I complicate my life. I try to do this, I try to do that, but praise be to God, my goodness, for that cookie, the just shall live by faith, that I have been freely given all things in Christ. And oh my goodness, what a simple cookie my life becomes. And I love it because the simplicity of the gospel is just that. See, the Spirit makes it simple. Know this. As you sit here, week after week, the Spirit makes it simple because the simplicity is in the gospel of Christ. See, it's not just the simplicity of the beginning of salvation, but even Paul's gospel, brothers and sisters, it's the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. The beauty of Hebrews 4:10. And I can hear him say this to me. Honey, cease from your own effort and enter into the rest of God. Cease from it. You got to quit of yourself and let God, hallelujah, just let me do it. Praise God. You enter into that rest. You enter into let my mind, see this word, see when he says, let this mind be in you. He's talking about the Word of God. Let the Word of God be in you. The Word of God will guide your path. The Word of God will make real that he has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That spirit's starting to sound even a little bit better now too, isn't it? You mean that spirit, praise God, that God has freely given to me is a spirit of power and love and of a sound mind? You know it, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to tell you something. When Paul was encouraged to tell Timothy that, do you know the verse that's right before that? You know what he tells Timothy? Timothy, stir up the gift that is within you that you received upon the laying on of my hands. Holy Ghost time. Awaken. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he's doing it, and I'm thankful to God, but don't you want to get a little bit more awake? Don't you want to just be like, oh my goodness, I've got eyes within and without, I am seen. Praise God. This is the time we're in. This is what he is offering so freely to us. And he wants it more than we could ever want it for ourselves. And the amazing thing, praise be to God, he's already given it to you. He already given it to you, but it's just awakening to it. I've had people come and say, well, brother, I just don't see this. Why don't I see this? Well, you know what? I'm going to be straight up. Straight up. We don't have time to waste. You wrestle with the truth. Peter gave a testimony, and it was so precious, finally at the end. He said, brother, Paul's gospel is the mark for the prize. It is. He's saying that. I don't need to stretch it. He's got it. He is the apostle to the Gentiles, to us. He's got the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Listen to him. And it's not hard to be understood. No, by his Spirit, the simplicity of the gospel of Christ is always what it is. It is hard to be understood for them. And he could raise his hand, and I can raise my hand at the times that it had been hard for me. To them that wrestle with the truth. Don't wrestle with it. Quit trying to turn it into something that's going to fit you. My goodness, brothers and sisters. Lord, let me be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Brothers and sisters, it's not God who's holding us back. It's us. And praise be to God, Peter gave that testimony. So all I can say is here we are again. Well, here we are again, time after time. And what a chance we have. Amen. More of him, more of him. But are we going to continue wrestling? Huh? He's apprehended you. If you're a child of God today, he's apprehended you. Isn't that beautiful? But are you going to be like a child? And I see him as I walk around here every morning. Those babies, in those loving arms of those parents, and they're fighting them. Boom. Hitting mom and dad. Ah! And all I can do is kind of smile and laugh and say, man, I've been there. I think it was like round about Tuesday afternoon. You know it. But it's time to quit wrestling with it, isn't it? It's time to apprehend that which we are apprehended. It's time, praise God, that, Lord, really, I don't want to any longer live by flesh. I want to live, praise God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. He wants that for you. He will give that to you because that is His very will, brothers and sisters. And you think about taking Him upon the Word of God and what He said. Stir up the gift. Stir it up. This is what He's doing right now. Isn't it wonderful? Let Him continue to stir it up. Encourage yourself in the Lord, praise God. And all the truth He has to tell you, all that power He has to give you, and oh my, the love and the sound mind it doth bring. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, thank You again for Your encouragement to us. Thank You that You love us, Lord God. And what a precious and vital time it is, Lord. And God, help us to make the move today. Yes, Lord Jesus. Don't let us put it off for a more convenient time, God. No matter what it is in our life, whether it be salvation or even that encouraging, Lord, where You're saying always to us, honey, I want all of you. I'm a jealous God and I love you with a godly jealousy. I just want you. I want you, hallelujah, to be a prisoner of my love. And Lord, the beauty to have that line upon line and precept upon precept just being those bars that are all around us. I thank You that You love us with a godly jealousy. Help us to respond to it. Help us to come today and truly to praise You with our lips and to bless You, Lord, oh my soul and all that is within me. Thank You for that opportunity that You've given us, and we give You the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.